Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman, and I am your host, and I am also the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents, like myself and my co-hosts, come together to give everyone the information they need to get their family game on. It is a brisk Tuesday morning, March 5th, 2019. I've been pretty good about that so far this year. But here we are. It's March 5th, 2019. And I want to talk about Dungeons & Dragons. Originally, I had kind of thought that I wanted to talk about the fact that Sunday was the second birthday of the Nintendo Switch. But you know what? I'm actually going to save that for tomorrow, I think. Or maybe I'll punt it down the line. Because I want to talk about Dungeons & Dragons. It's not something that I've really talked about a lot on this show. Historically, the show has been a little bit more video game focused. However, we're actually getting ready over the course of this year to spin up new verticals on the site. So right now we cover video games and board games. By the end of this year, by Christmas, we're going to be covering tabletop role playing games and we're going to be covering collectible card games. I've got new writers coming out of the site, and it's going to be a wild ride. But I want to talk about Dungeons & Dragons because I think this year's going to be a big deal, not just for EFG in the way we cover it, but also just in general. Dungeons & Dragons is a it has a reputation among non-gamers or among kind of games-adjacent people as being incredibly arcane. And what I mean by that is it's hard to understand. It's hard to learn. People think that it is hard to play and enjoy. And they especially feel like it's really hard to onboard. Like, once you're, if you're not in now, like, you could never, ever possibly learn, are some of the things that I hear and read. Which is an interesting set of challenges. It's actually new. I don't want to say it's new, but when I was a kid, some of the challenges were, oh, it's weird, it's creepy, it's like the dorkiest thing you could possibly do, and that you don't really hear those types of arguments as frequently anymore. Yes, there are still some people that really judge it, but at the end of the day, people know it's a storytelling thing. It's not a satanic cult. From when I was a kid, that was a legit thing, being the son of a preacher man. I'll never forget, there was a woman who took my brother to do photography, because he really wanted to, she really enjoyed that, and she thought he would enjoy it. So every once in a while, they would go on these long trips, and she would give him a camera, and encourage him to take pictures. And while they were driving, they would talk about things that he was interested in. And being that Michael fixated on things, one of the things that he talked about a lot was Dungeons & Dragons. And I remember her coming up to my dad and I in the social hall after church one day and trying to tell me and my dad, who is pro Dungeons & Dragons, by the way, that we should discourage him from playing Dungeons & Dragons because that will be a bad influence on him. And my dad, who I was he's normally kind of very full of words, right? Like, normally, the good reverend, he has lots to say. He just said, no, it's just a story game. And he gets to be a hero. And he just totally left it like that. It was this very simple and straightforward thing, and I really dug it. It was great, I really appreciated how simple his explanation was. And again, that's something that really struck me, right? It's just a storytelling game. So, I think, the fifth edition, which is the edition that Dungeons & Dragons is played with right now, unless you're playing with the older stuff, which is certainly fine. I know people that still play second edition, which is called like Advanced Dungeons & Dragons. I know people who still play with those rules, and have collected all of those source materials. I know people that still play what was called 3.5, which was kind of an adjusted version of 3rd edition, and who swear by that as like the best version of Dungeons & Dragons ever. It's hard for me to argue. I don't have any real preferences. I want to be clear on that. I do have preferences. I really like 5th edition. And so we've been playing that, gearing up for a whole bunch of campaigns. I can't wait to Dungeon Master again. But that's not that's kind of all the intro to what I wanted to talk about today. Wizards of the Coast is releasing a pair of books this July that I think are really important. They're called Dungeons & Dragons, A Young Adventurer's Guide. And one of them is called Warriors and Weapons, and the other one is called Monsters and Creatures. Now, they're coming out, I think, July 16th or so. So, middle of the summer, just in time to bring to summer camp, which is what I think is kind of fun for this. They are Dungeons & Dragons books. They are, and they are relatively short. They are relatively low cost. I think both of them are less than $15 each, which for a Dungeons & Dragons style book is pretty inexpensive. And what they are is they are an introduction into Dungeons & Dragons. One of the problems the Dungeons & Dragons has, and this is the problem any game that is really big has, is that you can get drowned in choices. You know what I mean? Like, there's just so much that you can do. And these two books, which I am hoping that Hasbro will send me, these two books are really important, I think, because they will, obviously I haven't read them yet, but the goal is to help translate, you know, help give kids, like, a way to figure out how to make a Dungeons & Dragons character, which is often the hardest part of the game. You know, once you've done it a few times and you know what you want to play or how you want to play, which is really the more important, you know, the first key to making a character is figuring out how you want to play, right? Like, what stuff you want to do. And these books are designed to kind of provide that introduction, to help you get excited before you get, to help kids get excited before they get kind of bogged down in the details. Because the details are awesome for some of us old folks. But for newcomers, too many details can be a problem, right? You know, too many options. They can give you analysis paralysis and make the game less fun. Because you'll always be thinking less about what you are doing, more about what you wish you could be doing. So, yeah, I'm really excited about these books. I found them randomly over the weekend. Someone else wrote about them. And they are really interesting to me. I will definitely be playing them, or not playing them, getting them and talking about them more on the site as we get closer. But yeah, if you look up Dungeons & Dragons, Warriors and Weapons on Amazon, you'll see what I mean. It's a great looking book. I bet, you know, if it does what it says that it is going to do, I think it's going to be a very big year for Dungeons & Dragons, because I think as we move towards Christmas, we'll start seeing a lot more kids really excited to get playing this game, kind of a new generation getting ready to hop in to the action. So there you go. There we have it. This is a brief episode today. I just wanted to talk about a very specific topic that is near and dear to me, which is Dungeons & Dragons, and how excited I am for its future. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. What do you think about these books? Have you ever played Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe have you ever played Dungeons & Dragons with your kids? I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. Please hop on into the Engage Family Gaming community and share your thoughts with us, because I would love to hear what your thoughts are on these books or on Dungeons & Dragons as a whole. So I hope you guys have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. We'll see you soon. Bye.